You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yes, you're back on 95BFM. Yesterday, a rally was held here on the university campus in solidarity with the protests occurring in Hong Kong. It was also a response to the confrontation that occurred last week between Hong Kong students and Chinese students. Justin Wong has more.
Around 100 people attended a rally at the Quad at Auckland University Tuesday in support of the anti-extradition law amendment protests in Hong Kong. The rally started by showing videos of the situation in Hong Kong, followed by messages from students wearing black t-shirts, masks and helmets, the main attire of protests in Hong Kong. Some of those who attended the protests also wore masks. The atmosphere was generally peaceful, although one pro-Beijing individual held up a sign accusing the rally's organisers of being rioters supporting Hong Kong independence from China. The sign sparked an argument in the crowd, but it was dissipated quickly.
This is just showing the one side of the news. We don't know the other side.
Security was relatively heightened at the event following an alteration last Monday when Serena Lee, one of the rally's organisers, was pushed over by Chinese students in a dispute. An open floor session then followed. Despite expectation that those with opposing views would turn up at the rally, none of them spoke at the event. One masked student who attended the event says this showed Beijing supporters were only troublemakers who cannot hold a proper conversation.
Where were they? Like, we let them exercise their freedom of speech, but they are nowhere to be seen. They just want to make trouble. They just want to grab, like, attention. They just want to steal thunder because there are all these medias here.
One Chinese student who attended the rally said Hong Kong students should not express their opinion on Hong Kong affairs publicly.
我觉得如果有自己的看法是
I understand and respect that people have their own opinion, he said, but because there are many Chinese students studying here, I don't want him to get involved. Those who were attending the rally did not limit to Chinese or Hong Kong students. Jordan, a Pakeha PhD student at the university who grew up in Hong Kong, said the government should respond to the protests there.
It was disappointing to see that the New Zealand government, unlike governments in Australia, Canada, Germany and the UK, didn't actually put out a formal statement opposing a police action in Hong Kong, so the New Zealand government needs to do that. And the New Zealand government also needs to be clear in protecting the rights of New Zealanders and those present in New Zealand to express their opinions freely and without any influence.
Organisers also set up a wall at the University of Auckland to post protest messages and pro-democracy flyers. The wall, dubbed the Lenin Wall, also allowed those having different views to post their opinions on it. However, the contents of the wall have been removed by three men on Tuesday night. It is alleged these men were Chinese and they are students from other universities. For The Wire, call Justin Wong Tene.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.